This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Oh, there was a climber on Trump Tower. They were able to get him, of course. Speaking of Trump, he was doing his usual dash around the globe as he campaigned today. Speaking of going around the globe, wow, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us from a place where I lived for a year, Madrid, Spain. What a beautiful country. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Hi, actually, I'm going to Madrid. I'm in Barcelona right now.
Ah, Barcelona equally is nice, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. And there's, first of all, people are fascinated. Everywhere I go, people ask me about Donald Trump.
Yeah, more about Donald Trump. More about Donald Trump than Hillary Clinton, right?
Oh, they want to know if he's going to win the election. Have I met him? What's he like? All that kind of stuff. I get that constantly. There's also some interesting news from across the pond that doesn't quite make it to American newspapers, and it should. One is that we just sold Iraq's Air Force 4 F-16 fighting Falcon jets. Mm. That is part of the 36 we agreed to sell Iraq. Somehow didn't make it into America's newspaper. Also, the brother-in-law of one of the guys that was one of the Charlie Hebdo attackers in Spain was arrested in Bulgaria trying to get to Syria, even though he had gotten out of it by saying that he supported the police in this and that he thought what happened in Charlie Hebdo was a horrible crime. But he was attempting to get to Syria.
Wow. So it's interesting. In Europe, they're curious about Donald Trump, what's going to happen in our elections. And here back at home, you heard me say, and you know the story already, that there was a climber on Trump Tower. Seems like
we've heard about that, for sure.
Yeah. A lot of nuts are coming out around.
And suction cups to get up there.
Yeah, crazy. Wow. And that comes to the whole Secret Service thing, right? I mean, now he had the problem the other day where he had to talk to the Secret Service about his comments about the Second Amendment. Were you surprised by that?
I was not surprised he had to talk to the Secret Service. I was surprised about his comments. And it was top of the news here in Spain, actually, and in Europe, European news.
Yeah, do you think...
I mean, people are just fascinated by our current election.
I'm not surprised by that. Yeah, absolutely. Even when I was there, they were constantly asking me about American politics. The, you know, as we look at what's happening with the Republicans, and it seems like there's still more splintering going off, and you know so many people in D.C., Ellen, and you know lots of Republicans. Are the Republicans horrified, a lot of them, still by this whole Trump thing, or they're just trying to adjust to it?
Well, you know, from what I've heard from our staff and that kind of thing, many are horrified. You know that Susan Collins wrote that op-ed 2 days ago, I guess, in the Washington Post, and that has gotten a lot of talk, as has his comments about guns. And people are saying we better cut our losses and work on down ballot votes, elections, which are, of course, Senate, House, and local governor, et cetera, elections. So that has certainly gotten a lot of attention in the United States.
Yeah. I hope while you're there in Madrid, are you having the Barcelona and then Madrid, are you having some fun?
I'm having great fun, and it's been a lot of fun watching everybody. You know, what's fascinating is that Barcelona has so many people in August. It's worse than New York.
Because everybody wants to go there, right?
Right. The other thing that I have to say, and I'm going to write an article about it this week because I write an article every week for WorldNet Daily, and the graffiti problem in Spain and in France is so bad. And I'm shocked that the locals don't do anything about it. I mean, beautiful wooden doors have graffiti on it.
Wow. Oh, ancient doors, probably some of them, too. Who knows?
Yes. And people just, they're spray painting, and they don't spray paint. It's not like they're doing art. It's like they put their names on. There was, I found something yesterday in English. One said love, one said hate. What does that have to do with it?
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Well, I'm glad you're there having some fun. And, Ellen, thank you so much for calling us from across the pond. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So how about that? In Madrid, and a little piece of information there, you could check Ellen out at, you know, she's all over the place. You can catch her on Fox, too. But you can definitely catch her on WorldNet Daily. There's easy hookups to get to those articles, and Ellen is somebody who writes from that, she said, every single week, so you can look for her piece on the graffiti, which is kind of crazy. Nobody bats an eye. I mean, they live in a history book, let's face it, but wow, that's crazy. Hey, let's tell you about the polls right off of the get-go, right here at the top. Marquette's poll has Hillary up 12 points in Wisconsin. So you think of Scott Walker and his push, but not working, at least poll-wise. It's a Marquette University Law School survey. She's got 52% support compared to 37 for Trump. So, you know, again, these are polls. But do the math, the more of a gap you see, the more accurate some of those polls are. And they poll for a reason. If polls meant absolutely nothing and there was no forecasting in them whatsoever, even though I think you can manipulate them, they wouldn't be done. They wouldn't be paid for. And then there's big money. Absolutely, there's huge money in polling. No question about that. All right, how about this? A new report also, as we move from the Marquette poll to this out of D.C., how about Loretta Lynch and this report that the FBI requested the Clinton Foundation's investigation and Lynch's Justice Department said no. The FBI request is mentioned about 20 paragraphs into this report on CNN, a report they had that recently released emails from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and it was reported on also by the Daily Caller. The Justice Department's Public Integrity Unit turned down the FBI's request because it looked at opening a case on the foundation a year earlier, but they say we're not going to do this because we found there was enough evidence to proceed. So there were, follow the story, there are a bunch of emails that were made public on Tuesday by Judicial Watch. It raised some questions about the ties between Clinton's State Department and the foundation run by, of course, Hillary Clinton and her husband, the former president, Bill Clinton. So the email showed the State Department aides trying to put foundation donors in contact with officials from the State Department, you know, That's not going to look good. Let's be real about that. Of course it's not going to look good. So anyway, so this is another leave it alone. It wasn't getting investigated. And I think you can pull the Republican, Democratic, whatever political slant you want out of it. But the reason they gave is because they said we almost went down this road before, but there wasn't enough there, whatever the measuring stick is. We've just scratched the surface. When we come back, odds and ends and the latest from Rio. How's that medal count going? We got it. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
I just want to live on an island far away from all of the people. I just want to swim in the ocean.
I just want to live on an island.
I just want to eat coconuts
and drink all day in the sun.
And eat it and drink all the water.
I just want to live on an island.
That sounds good to me. How many people want to live on an island? Raise your hand if you fall into that category. Who doesn't want to live on their own island? Let's be serious. Somebody said to me, old question, right? Here's your layup question. What if you win the lottery? What would you do if you won the lottery? Well, the answer is anything I want to do. How's that? When somebody posed that question to me, and they seriously did, and this was on I was a guest on a talk show. I said, anything I want to do. I don't know. I'm not thinking about the lottery per se right now, that's my holy grail, and that, oh gosh, if, you know, there's the brass ring. If I can just get that lottery, that winning lottery ticket, or get struck by lightning, because, you know, they say it's easier to be struck by lightning versus winning the lottery. It was just kind of a funny question to be asked, and that was my response. You know, I mean, we've talked about it. I'm sure I've talked about it on this show when they go sky high and people start to speculate, oh, can you imagine, you know, what that would be like? So it's just funny. I think some people want to live on an island because they want to be able to hole away and do what they want to do. In other words, right? It's more than just, I think it's the idea that you can just chill. More and more, I just read this the other day, that most Americans, you know, it used to be that the one thing you counted on was, okay, I can get through whatever I have to get through at work because I know I've got this paid vacation. And I'll take my 2 weeks. Thank you very much. But now they're saying that the stress over so much workload, etc., is so sky high. And this is sweeping generalization. They, you know, who are they? But in these polls, you know, I was talking about polls, it is often pointed out that less than, and I was stunned by this, I just saw this the other day, less than 50%, and I don't know where they pulled this statistic out of in whatever the poll was, less than 50% of Americans take 2 weeks of paid vacation a year. And I started to think about this, of course, because how many of us are contractors? How many people are slinging the hash on their own and are entrepreneurs? So that would affect that number, because then you put the word paid vacation a little bit different. And then for others, perhaps afraid to take the vacation because of how much work there is that they're responsible for, and it doesn't matter if they're supposed to, take a vacation, it just rolls over. And if it doesn't roll over and you're listening to me and you're not taking your vacation, oh my gosh, for goodness sake, take your vacation. Right? Take your vacation. I bet you Michael Savage, has anybody listened to Michael Savage? Michael Savage, I saw today that he re-signed with Westwood One, and it's a multi-year deal. It's got live streaming and paid content. He does that show, Savage Nation. And they were saying his contract is like in the 18 million range. And I was looking at all the top contracts, like you think of Rush Limbaugh, who I think in his last contract he had two jets, or he had access to two jets or something, and that was also part of the sweetener in there. I could be wrong, but then there was some incredible amount. I forget what the amount was. So Savage is not quite on par with Limbaugh, but he's there in the top, you know, 20. So let me just say, we are playing the lottery on this show. So I'm with the rest of yous, where we're just trying to do, as they would say back in my hometown of Cherry Hill, I'm slinging the hash just like the rest of you, so you know. Looking for that 2 week paid vacation, right? Of course. Are you kidding? There's the brass ring. Paid vacation? Oh, that goes back to TV days for me. when you got the paid vacations. All right, I said this was kind of like the slice of life or odds and ends, what else is happening. I got to mention this because we talked about Katie Ledecky, who is one of the incredible swimmers for Team USA. And once again, she is getting it done because she was part of that relay crew that won gold. So plenty of medals to go around at Rio, and certainly that was one of the exciting moments. Team USA winning the 4x200 meter freestyle gold, baby. I mean, in the pool, the U.S. has been so crazy good. I don't think that it's necessarily a surprise. There have been challenges, but boy, oh boy, just absolutely amazing. After Michael Phelps came out of the pool and had 21 gold medals now, and boy, oh boy, just exciting to see what has happened there. And the medal count continues to awe. It may be, I don't know that it's going to be record setting necessarily, but it's going to be high. It may be more than last time around. So far, the United States has 32 medals. Check this out. I want you to know this, right? 11 golds, 11 silvers, and 10 bronze medals. Closest to the U.S. is China with 23. Then you have to drop back from that to Japan with 18. Australia has 12, and then all the way on down the road from that. And let me tell you, when it comes to the pool, there is no question that people are watching the Olympics. I saw this today that on NBC, because people were saying, oh, the ratings. No, the ratings, the primetime ratings for Tuesday, 36.1 million primetime viewers. That's huge. That's the best out of Rio for sure. And, of course, you do have live streaming. And you do have other places where viewers are going spread across the NBC platform. They say through Tuesday night, viewers streamed 883 million live minutes of the Rio Olympics. That's big. That's up almost 250% from what happened in 2012. So those metrics are really, really strong metrics. And I think so much has to do with Michael Phelps and people wanting to see what happens, what happened with him in the pool and also the gymnastics and whatnot. And it's interesting. I can break it down even further for you just for fun, because this is a snapshot and this is what people are doing. As I said, odds and ends in Salt Lake City, highest of the metered markets for NBC, 30.6 million. Denver, 28.7. Indianapolis, 25.6. Minneapolis, and where our mothership is, and San Diego, 25 million. Columbus, Ohio, 24.9. Then you drop down. People are listening to us in Kansas City. Kansas City, 23.8. Washington, D.C., 23.6, and Chicago, 23.5, just for fun. That's where we're seeing those huge bumps in the primetime market. So, nice numbers with plenty of people watching across, like I mentioned, all those platforms, and there was plenty to cheer for, especially what happened in the pool, the men and the women, actually, and the gymnastics team. The Team USA gymnastics was just phenomenal. And a lot of people like and watch gymnastics. So not a shocker either, let's put it that way. Hey, we come back, you'll hear from one of the detectives describing, Chris Williams describing what happened with the climber who used suction cups to go up Trump Tower. That's pretty brave.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
This alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
America tonight, and I got to tell you, tomorrow we're going to talk to John Register. Who is John Register? Well, he is, I'll tell you what, an incredibly inspiring guy. He's an inspired communicator. There is no question about it. I had the chance to spend some time with him recently, and he talks about overcoming adversity. And, you know, the long and short of it is we're going to talk about Paralympics and Rio. But he was an All-American track star who became an amputee to a Paralympic medalist, and he just didn't let anything hold him back. So getting ready for Rio, we chat with John Register. He was a four-time, this is a story, I'll tell you a story. Since we just went through the Olympics, he was a four-time All-American long jumper, hurdler, 4x40-meter relay specialist at the University of Arkansas. He twice qualified for the Olympic trials, once in the high hurdles and once in the 400 intermediate hurdles. So he enlisted in the Army to further the track pursuits, but his training was interrupted by Operation Desert Storm. He deployed for 7 months, and then he suffered an injury that resulted in the amputation of his left leg. So that dashed his hopes of making the Olympic team. But but he didn't give up. 18 months later, he competed in the 96 Paralympic Games at Atlanta, Georgia. He was a swimmer anchoring the 4x100 medley relay. So he is going to be an amazing guest coming up on our next show. I mean, he's even at one point, like in 2007, he was appointed by Secretary of State Condi Rice as one of 8 people to advise the Secretary on foreign policy issues regarding disability. And just, again, an all-around super, super good guy. So we'll talk with John Register on our next show. I mentioned the Trump situation where, can you imagine? I mean, just imagine this for a second. If you've ever been to New York, you can't miss Trump Tower. It's, you see it. I mean, it's right there in the heart of Manhattan. I just can't even wrap my head around somebody thinking, I mean, although we do have people that are able to climb to amazing heights, but deciding, you know what, I am going to climb Trump Tower. And this guy got pretty far up the line. He got up to like the 21st floor. Here's Detective Chris Williams in New York talking about the climber.
I was waiting for the perfect time to present itself when I felt it was safe for him and myself and my crew. So that when that time came, I did talk to my crew, let them know, listen, he's at a level where I am able to grab him safely and bring him in.
So that's what they did. I mean, they had to be careful. He's right, because an overreach, a slip here or there, and it's disastrous all the way around for everybody in this case. But he scaled the tower with suction cups. Oh, my gosh. I think I'm just going to scale this tower as far as I can get up. And it happened at night. I mean, he was pulled into the building at about 6:30, as you heard the detective say, from the New York Police Department. And so he had gotten up to, as I mentioned, the 21st floor. And, wow, I saw the photographs of it, and, yeah, it was, it's exactly what they did. I mean, they pulled him in, they reached over, they were able to get him. The man drove from Virginia to Brooklyn on Tuesday. He was medically cleared. He's undergoing a psychological evaluation. He'll face a bunch of charges from the district attorney in Manhattan, probably on Thursday morning. He said he wanted a personal meeting with Trump. He posted a YouTube video on Tuesday. And it explains that he's an independent researcher who wanted to meet with him. And the reason he was climbing the building, that's why he was climbing the building, because he wanted to meet with him. He said he didn't want to hurt anyone. The intention was just to meet with him. Oh, well, that was really a failed attempt at meeting Donald Trump. Yeah, that didn't work out. And first of all, he wasn't in the building when the climb was happening. Instead, Trump was at a campaign rally in Florida. And you know what he said? So there's like no meeting happening. He said, Trump tweeted out, great job today by the NYPD in protecting the people and saving the climber. I mean, that's it. So there you go. That was the ordeal. A dangerous, silly, stupid stunt. And they had to set up 2 airbags, by the way, thinking, because this is 56th Avenue near 5th Avenue, okay, my gosh, you're talking 6:20 at night. What if he flies off of this thing? You've got all these onlookers. You've got all these phones flipped up. You've got police officers trying to reach out. This is not a good deal. And the cups that he used, they were these, they say, suction cups, which are about, they retail at about $280 each. And it's marketed as being able to lift 150 pounds. But it's really suited for picking up glass or stone, you know, on stone surfaces. And that's the first thing I thought. I thought, oh my gosh, these suction cups are, you know, is it possible that these cups will be able to hold the weight? And what if, you know, what if the cup falls off? What if the cups fall off? Of course, he would go flying. And that's why they set up those airbags. Oh, yai, yai, yai. As if the police in New York don't have enough to do. They got to go after a guy who thinks it would be wild to meet with Donald Trump, so he says, and do that. Cut a YouTube video, do that. And think that they're going to catch attention, or he thinks that he's going to catch attention that way, and it doesn't work. That just doesn't work out. That was a bad beat all the way around. If somebody gave him that advice or he was hacking that out with somebody, they should have talked him out of it, because he's going to now have the consequences of whatever the charges will be. Whatever that ends up being. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton, something that, since we're talking about polls and whatnot, I happen to see that the MRC is saying the networks gave five times more coverage to Trump's remarks than the shooter's father at a Hillary rally. So this goes back to ABC, CBS, NBC. They say 25 minutes and 35 seconds on Trump's comments on Tuesday versus 4 minutes and 41 seconds about Sadiq Mateen, whose son Omar killed 49 people at that Florida nightclub in June, and who was at the Clinton rally on Monday, according to the Media Research Center. Because she, one of the things was what she was going to talk about was guns going to be, guns going to be brought up. Wow, that's interesting. The NBC Nightly News didn't report the Mateen story at all. The Today Show gave it 32 seconds. They just measured it. They measured how much airtime it got. Now, there's been some distance there, but it makes sense. She was in Florida. We just went through the whole thing about the Second Amendment again. I mean, you know, whatever. The way news turns, it's so, the cycles, what they call the cycles, are so, boom, over in 2 seconds. I mean, just over. There is no time to drag it out. Something happens, boom, and then we're on to the next. And, of course, that story in Orlando is horrific. I mean, absolutely horrific. And the fact that response time, what happened, I mean, all of that, some of that is still even being sorted out. By the way, as somebody who suffered the computer glitches of Southwest Airlines and literally had to drive 40 hours in 1 week, how about Delta having to cancel 300 more flights? They've had 3 days of computer problems. For people who don't think that computer problems are real, and that, hey, if you wanted to do something to mess up any system in the United States, go for the computers. Here you go. They're struggling with their computer systems at Delta. 1,000 flights were canceled on Monday. Wow. People stranded overnight. They can't be happy. Mailbag, it's coming up next on America Tonight.
Dangerous. Dallas Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tell you, the mailbag overfloweth. So many of you wanting to react to the kook who climbed up Trump Tower and really a plethora of other buzz around the country, not necessarily just politics. So I thought we'd go in that direction. On that note, let's check the mailbag.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
You have mail, mistress.
Nice. All right, this first one is from Jake, who says, Kate, did you know John Saunders, the ESPN anchor, who died? They didn't really say what he died from, but he was relatively young. I wondered if you ever crossed paths with him. I think it's a very sad story. A lot of people were tweeting out stories about John Saunders. Yeah, you know what? He had a beautiful voice. I had him on a couple shows. It had been a while, but I had him on. He was gracious to do it because he was so swamped, but he did. And of course, he was a terrific guest, not a surprise. He was a mainstay on ESPN for 30 years, just 61. And they're not saying what he died from, but he died overnight, obviously. And there were lots and lots of people that were talking about him on social media and just saying wonderful things about him, that he was just a great guy and it's just mind-blowing and one of the best people ever that you'll meet. And I didn't know him super well. I just know that he treated me really well when I asked for interviews, and he was a great, great guest. A great, great guest. So I think this might have been a surprise, whatever it was. We don't know. But he was Canadian, and he joined ESPN in the 80s. He anchored Sports Center, and he had done a whole bunch of different things over the course of his career at ESPN. He was the host of the Sports Reporters, and that's where I used to watch him. And I think that's why I had him on my first show that I did, because he was so good and the sports writers were so good. And what they talked about is like, oh, my gosh, a conversation. You're kidding. So anyway, he's survived by his wife and two daughters. So thanks for that question. All right, let's take another one. This one is from The Bee, who says, Kate, I know that you had your own qualms with Southwest a couple of weeks ago. I heard your story. It was horrible that you had to drive 20 hours to get from Dallas to Phoenix. Now these people flying Delta are treated to the same deal, where they are sleeping overnight just trying to get out of the airports where they were after the big meltdown. Yeah, they say hundreds of thousands of people were stranded overnight. They spent the night in airports all over the place. Some got put up in hotels by Delta, just depending on where you were. And it happened on Monday morning. Equipment failed at the headquarters. A loss of power. Key systems and equipment didn't switch over to backups. They were supposed to. They extended this travel waiver policy to help stranded passengers. They rearranged the travel plans. They offered refunds, 200 in travel vouchers to people whose flights were canceled or delayed at least 3 hours. That was smart. Everybody figured into this, where they did something to try to help them. And this is on the heels of what happened at Southwest. And it's so difficult to be in that position where it's one thing to have delays, but you're going to the airport or you're in another town and you're leaving. Ugh, and then you have to deal with that nightmare. But that's modern day travel. And that's computer systems. The reliance on computer systems, and what are the backups, and what do you do when everything fails? And the answer is you've got to scramble in the moment, which is what Delta, Southwest, or any other airline has to do. There's not a lot of time to think about it. While you're thinking, people are getting more and more infuriated. Let's put it that way. All right, we move on to this one from Benjamin. Hello, Kate Delaney. I've heard you talk about the polls, and gosh, I find it so hard to believe that people really want to vote for Hillary Clinton. Is it just that they hate Donald Trump so much, or the idea of Donald Trump, that they're willing to put Hillary Clinton in the White House, which I think is an outrageous mistake? What do you think it is? Well, I think there's some people that want to see her, Democrats, lifelong Democrats, party members, they're all backing her up. And I think there are some people that want the history, a woman president kind of deal. And there are others that just want nothing to do with Donald Trump, period. And so they're saying Hillary Clinton. But I think it's so interesting that often when you listen to what people are saying, even if you know, oh, they always vote Republican, or oh, they always vote Democrat, the one thing that you hear consistently is that nobody's thrilled, period, with the choices. Like, I didn't hear very much from folks, oh, so glad that this is happening. I mean, just so, no, did not hear that. I mentioned Katie Ledecky. You've got a bunch of emails about Katie Ledecky. William, Mac, Dean, and there were a few others, but those three, wanted to know what I thought of Ledecky and her swimming style and how she's able to be such a driving force on this U.S. team. I think you all answered that question. She is somebody who's a driving force. She's emerged as kind of a leader, a leader in the pool. She led this gold squad, the 4x200-meter freestyle. So that's three golds in Rio. This is a 19-year-old. And the U.S., by the way, so you know, trailed through the first three legs of the race. Sweden, China, then Australia swapped the top spot. Then Katie Ledecky jumped into the pool. She blew everyone away. She turned in a split of 1 minute, 53.74 seconds, nearly 2.5 seconds faster than her next fastest teammate, Allison Schmidt. Wow. So how about that? The Australians settle for silver. Canada takes the bronze. Woohoo! We love it. Oh, I love it. I love the Olympics because we get to cheer for so many amazing athletes. And I love it. I think it's very cool. And those that represent the U.S. especially, very, very cool, right? Yes, that's where our pride comes out. Are you kidding me? You think of the work that goes into those athletes getting into the position they are. So when there's four of them on the team, boom, she pulls that in. That is very, very big. Pulls them in. Absolutely. All right, one quick one. This one from Walsh, who says, Kate, did you happen to see the story about the DEA seizing all that cash from U.S. travelers, how much, all in all, they made? Yeah, federal drug agents. They mine American travel information to profile people who might be, of course, ferrying drugs or money across the border to try to learn what they can. They've profiled passengers on Amtrak trains and nearly every major U.S. airline. See, they know how to get to that information. And that's the money that they hauled in. Wow. Thanks for listening to this hour of our show, America Tonight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.